Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
The book of John, chapter number 11. John 11, reading from verse number 1. John 11. Reading from verse number 1. Now, a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. Say amen. I love Jesus' reply when he heard that his friend Lazarus was sick. And immediately he gave a very profound prophetic declaration that the enemy intended for this sickness to end in disaster. Say amen. Yeah, but rather the Lord said that the name of the Lord be glorified. So whatever situation you are in, you know, it will not end in disgrace. The enemy is not going to have an upper hand over you. At the end of the whole show, have you watched a movie where it's that last show? Have you watched a movie like that? The blowman appears at the last show. Sometimes when they are showing Chinese movie, you see that they are kicking everybody. Then suddenly the star of the movie now appears at the last show. See, amen. With the kingpin who is being brutalized everybody. And the writers of movies always give a happy ending to their movies. So your movie will not end in disaster. It will not end in disgrace. The enemy will not have an upper hand. That the name of the Lord be glorified. The killer always dies last show. The blowman wins. Am I talking to somebody? Some of you who don't watch movies, you don't know what we are talking about. But there is always a killer and what? A blowman. There was a movie by Jackie Chan, the snake in the monkey shadow. I know this. Snake what? In the monkey shadow. Have you watched it before? Go watch it. Okay. And this killer has killed everybody. And Jackie Chan discovered snake and the monkey fighting. They use that technique. There is a technique you are about to use. And the killer is coming down. This sickness will not end in death. Your indebtedness will not end in disgrace. Your disaster will not put shame on you. But that the name of the Lord be glorified. Then I was ya and sando. Yeah, you are ya and sando. Yeah, I was ya and sando. Yeah, you are ya and sando. Uniamia, Uniadie, Radie, Uniamia. Yet I was here, and This sickness will not end up in death. That the name of the Lord will be glorified. So if you are here and you are in a certain crisis, and the enemy is telling you that this is now your turn to face shame, this is the time when your enemies will begin laughing at you. Stand on the word of God and say to yourself, there is a God that helps a man. Say amen. Amen. And I have come to tell somebody that God is about to help you. And he whom God has decided to help, no man can stop that help. And just one God for you, the whole world can be against you. And you still come out as a victor, as a winner. Say amen. So he abode 2 more days and took 2 more days to get to Bethany. By the time he got to Bethany, the inevitable had happened. His brother was no more sick, but had died. Not only has he died, they have also buried him. Not only have they buried him, they have bound him with grave clothes and covered his face with a napkin. Not only was his face covered with that napkin, now rigor mortis has set in, his blood, his intestines, his bolombolo, everything was now smelling. And Martha came out. If you have been here 4 days ago, my brother would have lived. And Jesus spoke a prophetic word. Your brother will rise again. I have come here with a prophetic word today. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I've come with a prophetic word today. That which you have buried, that which you have bound with grave clothes, that which has been sealed is coming back again. Missy Eda was here and Sandu. Ye you are ya and Sandu. Ye da was here and Sandu. Ye you are ya and Sandu. God will work a miracle in your life and you will not be able to stop praising him. Somebody here is a candidate for a miracle. Somebody is listening to me. You have come to church at the right time to hear God's prophetic word that which has rotten, smelled, smelling shall still not end in disaster. Because there is a God. I said, Lord, there is a God who can help a man. Una uniamia uniedie e uniamia udieko ba edawasia esadu iwaya esadu edawasia. She said, I know my brother
will rise again on the day of resurrection. Jesus said to Martha, Martha, open your eyes. That resurrection in the future you are talking about is the one standing right before you. I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Okay.
Say amen. Your brother is dead, but he's not dead. So long as I'm here, there is no death. So long as I am here, there is no death. Say amen. One day, Archbishop Benzinaosa was eating lunch, and they said his crusade director had died. And he continued to eat. He said, where did he die? He said, he died at the hospital. And he said, I'm finishing my lunch. Bring him here. I'm finishing my lunch. It's in his book. Bring him here. So they took him from the hospital. They said, the archbishop said they should send the dead body of his crusade director to his house. He finished his lunch, drank his orange juice, wiped his mouth. He said, Papa, the young man is here. Then he went. Then when he went, he was at the back of a pickup. He said, what are you doing there? Remove that cloth. They removed the cloth. He said, we have souls to win and you are dying. Get out from that pickup and come, let's continue our work. But the guy got up. We have souls to win and you are dying. You can't die. When you have an agenda with God, you don't die. When you are important to God, you don't die. When you are working with God and God can see your worth, you don't die. When you have an assignment with God, you don't die. Say amen. Your brother cannot die. Take me to where you have laid him. So they took him to the graveyard. Hundreds have gathered. There are people who have gathered around you waiting to see your shame. But they shall be definitely disappointed. Because your shame shall be turned into honor. Your pain shall be turned into gain. Oh, your disappointment shall be turned into an appointment. Who am I talking to this morning? Clap your hands and say, I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one. Your sisters will not laugh at you because you are going through marital challenges. Your bosses will not look down upon you because your work has got into crisis. All these things, the good, the bad, and the ugly, they are all working together for your good. You shall return to this altar. You shall be kneeling at this altar. And your hands shall be raised unto the Lord. And this will be your song. Yes, I was here. And Sando. Yehiwaya. And Sando. Yes, I was here. And Sando. Yehiwaya. And Sando. Uyenyamia. They went to the graveyard. Hundreds, thousands of human beings have been all looking to see what will happen. Jesus told Martha, Martha, can you tell the young man to roll away the stone? Then Martha said, Cecilia, the assembly is critical. Critical. He said, Jesus, can I see you for a minute? It looks as if you didn't really get the full import of what has happened here. Yeah, so I want to bring you into
reality. Bakunu ye asori dem, ba ahanu grave side no, e ye real. Me blano by then we will. 4 days, wa pro I am bottom bottom. Tinye engu enimasi. Don't disgrace yourself because people are watching. Pray a short prayer, and then if you have any in sawa. Because we have spent a lot buying grave clothes, funeral, and everything. Even the tomb we have to buy. But Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you can believe, you shall see the glory of God? If you can believe, if you can believe, you will see the glory of God. If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. Forget about the state of Lazarus. Forget about the rotting state, the smelling state. Just believe. So my people, don't think for God. Don't be a thinker and begin thinking how God is going to work that miracle. Leave it for Him. You do the believing. Do the believing. That is where He will show you that He is God Almighty.
God Almighty.
Omnipotent. It means all power. Omnipresent. Omniscient. It means all knowing. The only what?
Omnipresent.
Yes. Is ever there, ever present in all power. He said, just do the role. There are people who have their grave closed and they are saying that the case and somebody came to me and said, Reverend, I know my husband. The guy is a stubborn man. He will not change. So bring him. Let me talk to him also. People have talked to him. He doesn't change. So may just bless the divorce and let me go my way. I said, no, I want to talk to your husband. The guy finally came, sat in my hall. Within 15 minutes, he's back with the wife again. Because wisdom was at work. You see, it is not everybody who is a good counselor. There are some counselors, they are not qualified counselors. They don't have rhema. They don't have word. There is no unction. Yeah. And you know what I did? Ketu, I just told the guy my life story of the divorce of my parents and what happened to us. Yeah? I didn't preach. I just said, look, very beautiful, you are married, you want to divorce, I want to go my way. That was what my father did. I want to go my way. So my father left and my mother also left. And the children in the middle suffered. You want to see suffering? Wait till you divorce your wife. And what happened to our home, to our beautiful family, and how God came through for us. So the new woman you are going with, God bless her. But God will take care of your ex-wife and the children. You see what I have become? And then I told him what my father became before he died. He said, Reverend, I won't divorce again. I love her like that. No preaching, no scripture. Wisdom, unction, revelation. Never say never until the bones are rotten. Roll away the stone and see the glory of God. So they rolled the stone. And the Bible said, and he shouted, Lazarus! Come forth. And the Bible said, He that was dead. Oh my God. You see, when your situation comes into contact with God's infinite or powerful word, your problem cannot resist God's word. There will be a definite reaction. So the dead body of Lazarus responded to the power of God's word. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. There is life in the word. The word is not your grandmother's word. It's not what your grandmother's word. It's the word of the Lord. Say the word of the Lord. And he that was dead came out. He came out in two ways. Either he came out, you know, shuffling, or he came out jumping. Whichever way, you know, he came out. There was a coming out. And a napkin had covered his face. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. And remove the napkin that has covered his face. And Lazarus, who was dead, smelling. I don't know how God changes a rotten meat to fresh meat. Helen, rotten meat. Me and my twin brother, we try to change our rotten soup to proper soup. It didn't work. In cutting choir, I said, because of, I think myself, I don't know whether Stanley or myself went and, I can't remember what happened. Went and took some meat from the soup. In the morning, I hear foam. Yet the camel gumu, and yet the moko gumu, and yet the taco gumu, and yet the sodium chloride, SD2, and yet. But to throw that soup away. And the media is stop warm. Come. Wow, now to throw the whole soup away. Well, the soup was for the week. How do you throw it away? For the week. When your parents are divorced. For the week. No food, that was the soup. We have gone to Malata Market to go and buy this and we prepare the soup. When they use our, I think, spoon or something, then the thing has gone foam to throw it away. We ate it like that. And the following day, we were running one after the other. I got toilet. I'm just going to toilet. Yeah. You can't throw it away. But Jesus was able to revive a rotten flesh. May that same Christ work for you. May that same God help you. When God decides to help a man, no matter how rotten the case may be, he can turn that situation around. I see God turning somebody's situation around. Who am I talking to this morning? Say, I'm the one. I said, your situation will not end up in disgrace. It will not end up in death. Your boyfriend's departure will not send you into cardiac arrest. Boy, please, the boy is not your world. We have an anchor that keeps. Come on now. Sing it again.
In the Savior.
Sing it again with your anchor hold.
With your anchor hold.
madam.
Sing it.
When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the storm tide wings, when the cable string, will your anchor drift off every day?
Come on now.
We have an anchor that keeps us so safe on the shore, once the wind goes strong. Fast into the rock, we cannot move. Ground and
I feel like preaching. I said, I feel like preaching. This year, we are giving no chance to the enemy. We are winning every battle. We are winning every war. Say, I hear you, Pastor. The one who was dead, rotting, smelling, came back alive with his flesh clean. That is the supernatural God. You can't revive granule soup. You can't revive rotten palm nut soup. But God can bring your soup back to life. Hey, my God. I feel like dancing. I feel like jumping. I feel like turning around. Oh, my God. I feel like running. It means that what is not possible with man, the Bible said, but with God, all things. You are serving a possibility God. You are doing what? Serving a possibility God. So I have come to announce to somebody this morning, the month of May is your possibility month. What am I? So don't think that the crisis, the court case, the court case will end in disaster. Say amen. Let me show you a scripture. In the book of Luke, chapter number 7, when God decides to help a man. The verse 11 says, and it came to pass the day after, that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. See, amen. Weep not. You know, when you are crying and somebody comes and says, Jesus, Jesus, it means that something good is coming. Tell the person beside you, Jaisuno, Jaisuno, Yesua in su, and Yesua in san, and ye who yanimu do. Ye titi abitieno, nature. I like Proverbs. A widow means what? Somebody who has what, Lord? Husband. And they has an only child. Normally when widows lose their children, they have another child, they don't marry again. And someone wants to marry again. So the boy becomes everything to the woman. Spends all her money, everything, pay the boy's fees, take the boy to college, whatever. And then the Bible said, affliction shall not happen a second time. But in her case, affliction wanted to happen a second time. And the enemy took the son. So the city gathered to mourn with her. And as the city gathered this woman, you know where a woman is so broken. People are holding her on the left. Some are holding her on the right. Munji miyo, di pamro, di biaye miyo, di biaye atomedi, mumbwa miyo, whatever. As she was crying, weeping, wailing with the body of the boy in front, crying, mini mi bade beko, and weeping and crying, munsom ni mo. Then suddenly Jesus also appeared in the same city. Thank God for Jesus' strategic interventions. When you think that you were alone, you will know that you are not alone. When you think that all have forsaken you, God will put you in the room of second. Say, for I am with you always, even unto the end of time. Jesus was also coming unto the city. And went straight to the woman and had compassion on her. And said to the woman, weep not. Jesus, whatever. Say, wipe her. Put the cloth properly on her. Do the duku. And stand her aside. And walk to the coffin. And say, young man, this is not the time to die. This is the time to live. To declare the glory of God. I say unto thee, rise up. And the boy rose up and sat in the coffin. I have come to tell you, your situation may not be in coma, it's dead, but God is raising it up. Your business is rising up. Your marriage is coming back to resurrection. Anything around you that is dead or dying shall receive life. Shall receive life. Shall receive life. Shall we save life? Oh God. You can imagine this one. You can imagine this one. This woman. What will be her song? This will be her song. Anytime he sees the boy, anytime he sees the boy, anytime she sees the ball, there will be a song in her mouth. Say, how many times can I thank God? Because that day, grave diggers have dug a grave waiting for the arrival of this boy to be buried by the father. By the father, because the father is great. I wasn't there, but I believe that they are buried by the father. By revelation. This is the father's grave. They dug it by the sun. They were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Say, hey, I call when you be mad. When they send somebody to the funeral house, it was rather praises, dancing, jumping, praising God. Oh my God. I said, people will come and find out whether the situation did it, and they will come and see you dancing, jumping, praising God, because God has turned your mourning into dancing, your sorrow into joy. They want to come and see your mourning. But what about you? Like I said, Munche Niawaya.
Yesu Christo. Betiwaye.
Munche Niawaya.
Osaye. Yesu Christo. Betiwaye. Munche Niawaya. Osaye. Yesu Christo. Betiwaye.
Say amen. The one they sent to come and check, you know, went back and said, close the grave. The guy didn't die again. what do you mean by the guy didn't die again? Say, one Jesus bill has gone to spoil our business. One Jesus bill has gone to spoil the business. May Jesus spoil some businesses of some people who are planning to rejoice over you. Say amen. One Jesus be. So, let's close the grave and let's see whether the woman will even pay her some compensation. Because it took us 3 hours to dig this grave. And the boy that was coming so that we can earn some chop money for the day, no, the guy didn't die again. Obi ede e nya mfaso o wa mani wa mani wuna we wuna o twa nya me no obi ede obi ba nya mfaso but en si da unye wo ye en si wo boni a be ma wa tamfo eni age over you. Somebody said, why don't you finish the preaching and stop the singing? The singing is also part of the preaching. The songwriters, they know what they went through before they wrote the songs. 2 Kings chapter 4. When the Shunammite has blessed Elisha, Elisha called and said, call me the Shunammite. And they called the Shunammite. He said, what do you want us to do for you? She said, oh, nothing, I'm okay. I just did what I did to bless the work of God. He said, no. You have cared for us. And by the principle of God, you don't give something to God and God doesn't bless you back. So what do you want? She said, oh, I'm okay. I dwell among my people. I'm peaceful. I'm okay. Then Gehazi said, I see no child in the house. He said, woman, come here. Tomorrow about this time, you shall embrace a son. He said, woman, he said, man of God, don't lie to me. He said, no, there's no lie. Exactly a year by this time, she had a beautiful baby boy. Say amen. The verse 16 says, and he said about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. So the boy became the joy of the house between this man and this woman. Because for years, they were believing God for a child. And the Lord came through for them. When God decides to help a man, it doesn't matter what the case may be, you will still see the hand of God. The Bible said it wasn't long one day when the boy went to the father in the farm. And the boy said, "My head, my head, my head." And before they could say, "Praise the Lord," the boy came to the mother's place and laid her head on the mother's lap. And then the boy died. The miracle that God gave to the woman, the miracle now became a disaster. And sometimes it happens. You receive a miracle before you realize you've lost the miracle. You see the breakthrough before you realize somebody blessed somebody, one of my pastors, somebody blessed the pastor with a car. And we did a man, the car went and had an accident. And I said, "What's wrong with you? They've given you a car for you to be all rejoicing. You have gone to smash the car." I said, "That is not me." So you can receive a miracle before you realize you've lost the miracle. You lost the miracle. A breakthrough before you see a beautiful wife. Then you've lost the wife. Well, she, the woman is gone. Yeah. People receive miracle, but they don't know how to keep it. But sometimes too, it is out of your hands because the Bible didn't describe what happened to the boy. What kind of, is it a migraine headache or was it my head, my head? And then he died. You see, if it were today, they would do scan MRI, they would do something to determine what caused it, whether there's a tumor or something. But there were no machines in those days, so they didn't quite understand why, but the boy died. And the woman washed the boy, cleaned up the boy, put it and told the husband, give me some horses. Let me go look for the man of God. So she rode. And when Gehazi saw the woman approaching, she told the prophet, "The woman whom we gave a miracle to is riding towards us." He said, "Go meet her and ask her whether it is well with her. It is well with the husband. It is well with the children." You know what the woman's reply was? "It is well." People want to hear you. They would be a bobo. What bread? Bibia said, "Never give them weapons to laugh at you. Tell them everything is well." Because by your complaint, what can they do to help you? They will just go and mock at you at your private parties. Never reveal your true state to anybody except the help is coming from them. Because there are people, whether we like it or not, who are waiting to hear bad news. Their ears are open. Recently we heard that and then after 2 years, so they meet you in time and say, "Hey, Joycelyn, oh darling Prince Charles, Musi Waede, tell them it is well. Tell them it is well." Because when peace, like a river, attends my way, when sorrow, like below, whatever my lot, I will stop me to say it is well with my soul. Yes. The reason why you are saying it is because you know that the matter is in the hands of God. You know that your help cometh from the Lord. You know that the situation you are in, God will come through for you. In the asemno, achia, nansuere, empuye. For you to come and conclude my sentence for me. The matter said, "The juman now start here, no.
And say, I saw Abbe Guru. Is it true? GRA. I close home business though. Is it true? It is well. Matisse Obaba, one of your children had some epileptic seizure. It is well. I hear that hot water poured on your firstborn and they rushed the firstborn to the hospital. It is well. I hear that your nice BMW 7 Series tear rubber, no, a crash. It is well. Matisse, your power executive position you were occupying at the bank, it is well. Upas, Zemetio Wasu. Akokika. Useless things about me. I will never give you those weapons. It is well. It is well with my soul. With my soul. It is well. I say it is well. Elisha followed the woman to the house, laid on the boy, mouth to mouth, hands to hands, feet to feet, and breathed on the boy. And the boy sneezed 7 times and came back to life. Your situation is coming back to life. Your marriage is coming, your business is coming back to life. That which died is coming back to life. I will lay hands on some people this morning, and that thing is coming back to life. I will pray for some people this morning, and the thing is coming back to life. Say, I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one. Hallelujah. Finally, for today, when God decides to help a man, a miracle that she received wanted to turn into shame. For the public to know that, we heard that Mephia after 20 something years had a baby, but the baby didn't survive. That will not be your story. Amen. That will not be your story. The name of the Lord was glorified. So the Bible says in the prophetic word of Ezekiel 37, as I conclude, look at the verse 1. And I want us all to read it together. All of us reading together, everyone looking on the screen, reading it together. 1, 2, go. And the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thou sayest, the Lord God, upon these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you. I can't hear you. I will lay what? Sinews upon you. And bring up what? Flesh upon you. And cover you with skin. And put breath in you. And ye shall live. And ye shall know I am the Lord.
ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Ye shall live, and ye shall know I am the Lord. Look at the next verse. I love the next verse. So I was prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was what? A noise. And behold, what? A shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. Oh my God. Look at the next verse. Then when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them about, but there was no breath in them. Look at the next verse. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thou sayest the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. Next verse. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Your bones shall rise again. Your situation is rising up again. Stand on your feet if you can, please. This is not a 4 day old dead body, or a woman carried his dead son, or any of those. Well, these ones are dry, akokwa, beyond repair. Yes, but the prophecy, the prayers brought them back to life. Are you ready to pray? Look around you. Look at your situation, your home, your businesses, things you are doing. Are they standing? Some are dead, some are alive. Things are not working. Things may be working. Something you are struggling with. But today, if you can lift your hand, say, Father, This morning, I look into
my dry bones.
They are dead.
They are
decadent. They have become dry. But I speak God's word.
As
I speak God's word.
As I speak God's
word.
As
I prophesy.
As I prophesy.
I see my dry bones
living again.
I see my Lazarus coming back to life.
I see my son
resurrecting again.
I see that which was dead
coming back alive.
Shall we prophesy right now?
Jesus Christ, the Lord, we pray, we command to come alive in Jesus' name, and make things dead in our life, O Lord, come alive in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, please, we prophesy into our lives, O God, that anything that is dead in our life, come back to life, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord,
Hey!
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.